keep the game on.
Welcome upstate South Carolina to the Heart and Soul Radio Show with me, Giovanna Gethers, licensed psychotherapist and owner of Touchstone Counseling and Coaching, life coach, speaker, trainer, and author of Why Am I Still Single? Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of the Heart and Soul Radio Show on Rejoice 96.9. I am so happy to be here once again. I absolutely love doing the show, and I hope that you all have been tuning in for the other two shows, because I certainly appreciate your support. I appreciate you tuning in, and I appreciate all the amazing feedback that I am receiving. So we're just going to get ready to jump on in to today's topic. I've told you all what you can expect week to week on the Heart and Soul Radio Show. Of course, we're here on Saturdays at 10 a.m., but we will have guest speakers, national and local guest speakers. We will have weekly giveaways, and we'll have listener questions of the week, as well as I will leave you with the motivational moment. So I want you to make sure that you tune in, you know, set your reminders each week, let your family know to tune in to the Heart and Soul Radio Show. Let me give my disclaimer, because I am a licensed psychotherapist and I do sometimes share recommendations or advice on the show, I just want to make sure everyone knows that I'm not acting in the capacity of their private or personal therapist, and that any recommendations I give are solely for educational purposes and awareness purposes, and they're not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease, illness, or condition. So now that I have that out of the way, again, I just want to say that we had a great show last week. We were talking about self-love, and I wanted to start off the show talking about that, because I know that a lot of people struggle in that area sometimes. One, even knowing what it means, and then two, actually putting it into practice. And I heard from some of you sharing with me how you thought you were loving yourself until you heard our last show, and then you realized that you had to go back and even reevaluate some things that you could do better, or some ways that you could put self-love more into practice in your own life. And that's certainly the purpose of the show. It's not to come down on anyone. It's not to condemn you. It's just to offer you suggestions and offer you the advice and the insight so that you can look at your life and decide and determine, in what ways can I do this better? What am I doing? And then in what ways can I do it better? So that's the purpose of the show. Of course, our goals are to enlighten you. Our goals are to elevate you, motivate, inspire, and to give you the tools to help you transform your life and your relationships, not only with others, but also with yourself. And that is really what Heart and Soul is about. That is what you can expect each and every week on the show. So again, I thank you all for tuning in. And again, other things that we'll discuss will be relationships. We'll go in detail. We'll talk about communication. We'll certainly focus a little bit on mental and emotional health. And then we'll talk about lifestyle and personal development. This past weekend, I had the opportunity to go to New York City, where I attended a 4-day workshop training. And you guys, when I tell you, if I thought that I was genuine and authentic before I went to this training, I had no idea. This training actually took me to a whole different level. And I cannot wait to share that with you all on a future broadcast, because it took me to my core, and it really made me look at myself in an entirely different way. And you all know, when I learn something, I can't wait to share it with you. So again, we've been talking about self-love, and I wanted to, because March is Women's History Month, I wanted to really focus on women this month, because women, we are the ones that sometimes struggle in our efforts to love ourselves. You know, we are notorious for giving ourselves away. We're notorious for loving on everyone else and putting ourselves last. And your homework last week was to find one loving thing that you could do for yourself. It didn't have to be going away and spending $3,000 on a spa vacation or anything, or going to buy yourself a diamond ring, but just small things, little things that you can do to be more loving towards you, whatever that is. If that's just taking an hour a day to just sit in silence, if that is, you know, taking the time to meditate, to exercise, or just to take a walk and be alone in your own thoughts. Those are some of the ways that we can show love. And I wanted to take it a little bit further today, because again, we've been focusing on self-love, but we've also been going through my book, Why Am I Still Single? And March is Women's History Month, but it's also the anniversary of when my book released 1 year ago on March 14th. And so I'm sort of celebrating my anniversary as well. And I thought it was just very fitting that we talk about some of the topics in the book, because so many times people get confused about what the book is about, and they think it's just about being single, or that it's a dating guide, or even that it's coming down on people for not being in a relationship. And that's certainly not the topic of the book, nor the intention of which I wrote the book. I never wrote the book to tell every woman that she needed to be married, or that she, you know, something was wrong with her if she was single. In fact, the book is almost the opposite, because it talks about being happy with you first, being whole within yourself, and loving yourself first. So it is certainly not an indictment against anyone. It's not a judgment. It's not a criticism. And so one of the things that's in the book, one of the areas that I think sometimes prevents women from having healthy relationships, is the topic of superwoman. And if you've never heard of the topic superwoman, then I'm not sure where you've been living, because certainly a lot of women call themselves superwoman, especially in the African American community. We are quick to call ourselves a superwoman and talk about how we have our S on our chest, and how that, you know, just wearing that S on our chest means that we can leap tall buildings in a single bound, and we can keep going long after we're exhausted. And certainly I think that we as women have that inner capacity to keep going. You know, women, we can have sick children and still get up and clean house and go to work and do all those things, even if we're not feeling well ourselves. And that is really what Superwoman is all about. I go into great detail in the book, and you know, when people have given me feedback about the book, they talk about, I'm Superwoman, you know, I'm that chapter, I am her. And what they're referring to is that, you know, Superwoman, and I give really distinct descriptions in the book about what a Superwoman is. Superwoman isn't just a single woman. Some superwomen are married women, but basically what it refers to is how we as women will take care of everyone in our lives, whether it's our spouses, our children, our parents, if we have aging parents, our neighbors, church members, sorority sisters. We will take care of everyone in our lives, and we will deny and negate ourselves in that process. And so what I go in detail in the book about is how if you continuously do that over time and continue to put yourself last, you are eventually going to end up in an area where you're feeling a bit unfulfilled, maybe some resentment. You're probably going to be feeling even some bitterness at some point, because the reality is that we were created and designed to love others, certainly, but we were also intended to love ourselves. And so Superwoman, again, the reason why we're going into this chapter this week is because we started with self-love, and now we're talking about how that shows up or how it doesn't show up. And Superwoman is certainly one of the main people who struggles with learning that it's okay to love herself as well as loving other people. So, you know, and I talk about in the book how my mother was a superwoman, and I saw her getting up every day, you know, making sure that we had breakfast, making sure that, you know, we had what we needed before we went to school, combing hair, doing all those things before she even went to work herself. And even when my mother would become ill, we never knew about it. We wouldn't know when she didn't feel well, because she tended to hide that so well. And I know a lot of you may have those same memories from your mother or grandmother as well. You know, in the Black community, we talk about Big Mama, and Big Mama certainly was that person who, you know, she was a great cook, and she was always there with great advice. But, you know, Big Mama was also the person that you rarely saw her down and out. You know, you rarely saw Big Mama off her game, because she did a great job at hiding her own needs and her own insecurities and flaws and things like that. And what we most remember about her is just how well she does at taking care of everyone else, her children, grandchildren, siblings, nieces and nephews, neighbors, and just really anyone in need. And although my mother was my mother and not quote unquote big mama, I saw my mother doing all those things. And so growing up, I thought that's what a woman was. You know, that's what made you a great mother. And that's what made you a great woman is your ability to give yourselves away. But now that I know better, you know, they say when you know better, you do better. And now that I know better, I understand a lot of the sacrifices that my mother and other women like her, other big mamas, have to make in order to continue to play that role. And so in our second half, you know, I certainly want to go a little bit more into detail about, you know, what are the costs? Because in the book, I say there's a cost and there's a price to be paid for playing superhero. When we read the comic books, you know, when we look at movies like Black Panther, it looks glamorous. It looks amazing. But there's a price to be paid for playing that role on a daily basis. And so I want to share some ways that if you are a self-proclaimed superwoman, or if you're not self-proclaimed because you're still in denial and you still don't want to admit that you are a superwoman, what are some ways you can begin taking better care of yourself? So I want you to take inventory of some of the things that you've been doing, some of the ways that you've been denying yourself, and some of the ways that you've been giving all of you away and not giving to yourself. Because again, one of the things that I say is that superwomen can't even really accept compliments from other people. When someone compliments you, do you find yourself saying, well, I've had these shoes for years, or this is nothing, or, you know, I already made that last week or whatever, but you deflect compliments. And so you're not able to receive compliments. You're not even able to really ask for and receive assistance from people, even though you very well might be in need. And so Superwoman is definitely very independent, very self-assured. But again, all those things come at a cost, because then when you are in need as a superwoman, you sometimes don't know how to reach out for help, how to allow other people to take care of you, or allow yourself to be vulnerable enough to demonstrate that you need help. And let's face it, guys, you know, we can be strong. We can be independent. You can call yourself an alpha female, but at the end of the day, we all need someone. We do. And it's okay. It's okay for us to reach out and ask for help. It's okay for us to allow those people in our lives to assist us sometimes. It's okay to allow ourselves permission to be imperfect. It's okay for us to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. One of the things, again, I talk about is how superwoman, you sometimes struggle with perfectionism, because again, you know, all of your focus is on doing. It's on doing and not necessarily being. Your focus is on how much more can I do? How much more can I give? And you rarely focus on being. And it's in the beingness, because we're human beings and not human doings. So it's in our beingness that we find our peace. It's in our beingness that we discover our true purpose in life. It's in our beingness that we are able to find rest, because our bodies aren't meant to go 24 hours a day, which is why we need not only physical rest and sleep, but sometimes we also need that emotional rest. You know, how do you rest emotionally? How do you rest from fixing, from resolving, from always having to have the answers and again, be there for everybody else? How do you rest from your commitments and the responsibilities that you've taken on? And one of the things about responsibilities with Superwoman is a lot of her responsibilities she takes on herself. No one's putting things on her, but because she's so willing to carry the weight of everyone else, then she sometimes will take on more, way more than is necessary, you know, because she has that internal need to be needed, that internal need to prove herself, and again, to give herself away to the people that she loves and the people that depend on her. So we're about to go to our commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to my girl Chandler, because she's in the studio again with me today. She's a millennial. So again, we'll hear a different perspective. But I want to talk more about Superwoman. And again, if you are a superwoman, or you don't know yet because you haven't admitted it, what are some things you can do to begin supporting yourself and being a little bit more loving to you?
wife, mother, entrepreneur, licensed psychotherapist, author, life coach, speaker, and radio talk show are just a few of the ways to describe Giovanna Gethers and why She Magazine named her one of the top women to be on the lookout for 2018. Born and raised in the upstate, Giovanna has become known as a powerhouse speaker and life coach who delivers life-changing messages of healing, accountability, authenticity, and transformation to colleges, churches, women's groups, and even corporate businesses and organizations. She conducts and facilitates seminars, retreats, trainings, workshops, and delivers keynote and guest speaking addresses. Giovanna strives to connect with people in ways that are inspirational, transformational, and motivational, and she wants to help you take the next step on your journey to better emotional, mental, and behavioral health and well-being. Learn how Giovanna can help you by calling 864-451-2258 today or learn more at GiovannaGethers.com. Keep the game on.
And we are back, everyone. And if you are just now tuning in, I am Giovanna Gethers, and this is the Heart and Soul Radio Show. And today we have been talking about my book, Why Am I Still Single? But in particular, the chapter that's in the book on superwomen. Last week, our show focused on self-love, and I gave out a lot of information about what I feel self-love really is and what it feels like and also what it looks like. And I certainly had some of you reaching out to me, letting me know just how informational and insightful that show was for you. Because while you have been doing some things that are self-loving, you realize that there were a lot of areas that you could also make some improvements. So again, with each and every show, we're not here to tell you what to do or that what you're doing is wrong, but just to offer insight and information on ways that we all can take better care of ourselves. Because trust me, just because I'm a therapist and a life coach and a speaker, I also have to remind myself about the importance of taking care of me. And one of the things people are often impressed by is that I take off every Tuesday. It is my retreat day, and that's exactly what I call it. And I don't turn on the radio. I don't turn on my television. I just sit in silence. You know, I pray, I meditate. I sometimes will walk the dogs, or I'm lucky to live near a lake. I'll go back there and I'll just sit and I just allow myself to be. And that again is what we're talking about today. How when you're a superwoman, when you've got a lot of responsibilities, whether those are family commitments, your responsibilities on your job or at your business or within your marriage as a spouse, or just with other family members, again, your siblings, brothers and sisters, or your nieces and nephews, that you sometimes can put you on the back burner. And so that Tuesday is my day to give back to me, because I am giving me away all the time. I give me away to my husband, to my children, to the clients that I work with in my private practice, to when I'm speaking, and even during the radio show. Although I love this, it is just one additional avenue and way that I give myself away. And so that Tuesday is my day that I pour back into me. And I'm blessed to be in a position where I do own my own business. I do make my own schedule. And so it was a simple thing for me to do, to decide to take that day off. But trust me, I say it was simple, but it wasn't necessarily easy, because, you know, I would tell myself I could literally work 6 or 7 days a week with all of my responsibilities. But when I made that decision to take Tuesday off, I made that commitment to me, and I penciled it. I actually go through and I check that day off for the rest of the year, just so that I'm not tempted to take a meeting that day or to commit to anything. And my friends and family know, they'll invite me out to lunch and they'll say, "Oh, but I know we can't go on Tuesday." And I'm like, "You're exactly right. We're not going to lunch on Tuesday," because again, that is how I protect my peace and that is how I take care of myself. And I can tell you guys that it is easily the best gift that I've ever given myself, better than a handbag, better than a great pair of shoes. And I was in New York City this past weekend at Macy's in their shoe department. And trust me, there were a lot of great shoes there and I bought some, but that gift of giving myself permission to take off every Tuesday far outweighs any gift that I could ever give myself. as far as like a material possession, even a spa day, it outweighs that as well. So that's what we're talking about. And I got my girl Chandler in the studio with me today, and I want to just kind of get her perspective on what is Superwoman? How do you define it, Chandler? And have, do you recognize it in yourself or maybe in your mother or grandmother? And what do you think are some of the, I guess some of the consequences or some of the things that come along with having to be Superwoman?
Well, I love Superwoman. And Superwoman, the term Superwoman, I think of my mother, as do a lot of people. And, you know, as a kid growing up, Superwoman, your mom was always your Superwoman. Mm-hmm. She did everything. You know, she gave you the snacks you wanted. She gave you the toys you wanted. Maybe not all the time. But she was always there for you to kiss the boo-boo when you fell and scraped your knee. But Superwoman, the term now means a lot more to me because I'm older. And I understand, looking back on it now, I understand a lot of the things that she did and the things that she went through, specifically mentally and emotionally. Mm-hmm. We never knew of any issues that she had, whether it was between her and my dad, whether it was within her herself and struggling to do certain things. We never knew. And that to me means a lot because she kept our childhood intact for us.
Okay.
She never released a lot of that stuff on us. So to me, it's when you go through a lot of things, and that comes with, that's part of the consequences as well. You go through a lot of things, and when you pick yourself up and dust yourself off and you keep going, that's, mm-hmm. that's very powerful to me. So to me, I think of my mom when I think of the term Superwoman, and I'm sure a lot of people think of their mom as well. So.
Okay, good. And again, I think a lot of us would think of our mothers, and I certainly thought of my mother as a Superwoman. And I talk about how I know that, you know, once you become an adult, then you begin to look back and recognize some of the sacrifices that your mom and even your fathers had to make in order for you to have the things that you had, even if you didn't have a lot. As in my case, we didn't have a lot, but trust me, I knew my mother's sacrifice, and I knew that she went without a lot just so that we could have. And I find myself doing that with my family. I think as a great parent, that's one of the things that you do, is that you will sacrifice, you will go without for your children. However, we're just talking about today how I don't want you to give all of you away. You know, it's certainly okay to give, you know, yourself to your children, the sacrifice for the people that you love, your spouses, your friends, but just know that it's just as important for you to give to you. Whenever I speak to women's groups and I have the women draw a pie chart and sort of put a percentage of how much time they spend with family, how much time they devote to civic, you know, engagements, and then even to work responsibilities, inevitably, 95 to 98% of the time, when it comes to themselves, it's less than 5%, without fail. So out of 100% of what we can give away, women will give less than 5% to themselves. And so if you're a woman who's listening out there today and you know that you've been doing that, know that what you potentially are going to face if you don't begin to find loving ways to give back to you and take care of you is that you run the risk of becoming resentful. You run the risk of developing depression and anxiety. You run the risk of really sometimes even feeling unappreciated by the very people that you've given yourself away to. Because the thing about people that give all their stuff away, as I mentioned in the first half, you don't always know how to receive. And so you don't always know how to ask for what you need. You just expect that people are going to recognize how much you've done for them and they're going to give to you. But sometimes people won't do that because they've gotten so used to you and the role that you play. They benefit from you giving yourself away. And so they don't even think about what you might need. And so it's your responsibility to be able to, and learn how to ask for what you need. And so again, we've been talking about Superwoman, y'all. This is a 30-minute show. Of course, I could be here all day talking about this topic, but I don't have that luxury. We will continue our conversation next week on Superwoman. And again, giving some more ways for you guys to take better care of yourselves. But you know, I like to leave you with a weekly assignment. So I want to let you know, or I want to ask you to find one loving thing that you can do to spend time, more time with yourself, more time focused on being rather than doing. So time out for you. I'm giving you super women permission to take a time out for you. It could be an hour. It can be a day. It can be a half a day, but take some time out over the next week just for you. Stop doing and just work on being. And my motivational moment for today is just to know that you're enough. You're enough without you having to give yourself away. I read something a short time ago that said, you do not have to set yourself on fire to keep other people warm. And that's what I want to leave with all superwomen today. You do not have to set yourself on fire to keep other people warm. Know that you are enough just because of who you are and the fact that you showed up before you ever start giving away and doing for others. So again, this has been a Heart and Soul Radio Show with me, your host, Giovanna Gethers. I'm going to be here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on Rejoice 96.9. If you're outside the upstate, you can do the live stream at rejoice969.com. I want to thank my girl Chandler for being here with me in the studio today. And of course, Mr. James, who helps put all this together and make it sound amazing. Follow me on all my social media networks. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn at Simply Giovanna G. I'm also on Facebook at Giovanna Gethers. Like the Heart and Soul Facebook page, you guys. We want to make sure that we get our numbers up. Like the Facebook page and join me on the Facebook Live show. It comes on second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. And our next show is going to be Tuesday, March 13th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe to the Heart and Soul YouTube channel and stay connected each week for a chance to win some of our giveaways. And remember, we do have sponsorship opportunities for the show. So if you have a product, service, or event you would like to promote, or if you would like to provide some financial support for this broadcast, if something that I said has really made an impact in your life, if it has really motivated or inspired you, and you would like to make a financial contribution, we would certainly be appreciative of that. You can email me at heartandsoulwithgiovanna@gmail.com. That's heart, A-N-D, soul with Giovanna, G-I-O-V-A-N-N-A @gmail.com. Or you can certainly call my office at 864-451-2258. And ladies, a really great way for you to take care of yourselves is to sign up for the Breathe Retreat. The Breathe Retreat for Women is coming up again Saturday, May 19th. It is a one-day event in Flat Rock, North Carolina. And this day has been truly transformational for the women who attended last year. So this is a one great way for you to be loving towards you. So for all my super women, I am going to be looking for you to sign up for the Breathe Retreat for Women and get the book, Why Am I Still Single? It's available at Amazon and it's also available on barnesandnoble.com, or you can meet me to get a personal autographed copy. But tune in each and every week, you guys. I'll be here Saturdays at 10 a.m. for the Heart and Soul Radio Show with me, your host, Giovanna Gethers, on Greenville's Inspiration Station, Rejoice 96.9. I'm a dream.